Walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Currently in South Africa, human trafficking brings in more money than the illegal drug trade and is showing no signs of slowing down, with girls as young as 10 being sold into slavery, many times by their own families. Gideon Swart joins us and he comes forward with our topic this morning, Brave Enough to Run for Love. Gideon, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm very well, and you. Thank you for the opportunity that you allow me to speak on radio.
Gideon, you're doing something quite key here, and thank you for joining us. And do you think we really understand? I was trying to explain really the depth of this crisis. Are we aware of how human trafficking is so present in South Africa?
I think, if I can be very honest, because I the only thing I do is create an awareness of the trafficking that is happening. Mm. And so I speak to a lot of people face-to-face to create this awareness. And most people, the moment you start speaking, they say, don't speak to me, I know about that, but don't speak to me, I don't want to hear about it. Mm. And then sometimes I have to literally push into the conversation and say, listen, you stay in Pretoria East. Do you know that in this, where we're sitting now, 3 kilometers around us, there's about 4 brothels with trafficked people in them?
Gosh.
And then their eyes open, because I have people that say, I've got, my kids are studying, my daughter is studying, is it okay for her to walk in the city from one campus to the next? And I'm like, is she alone? And they say, yeah, they're alone. And I said, you cannot let your girls walk around like that at all anymore. Unfortunately, it's a trade that's happening, and it's going to sound horrible, but it's easy money for pimps and those people to get, once they drug the ladies, it's a horrible situation. So the people don't really know. They're not fully aware of the danger and what's actually happening, and that slavery is still happening right here in our midst.
Gideon, who are you working with? This surely is not an easy exercise in trying to convince people, because I know for a fact that human trafficking is something that is really scary. I was talking about how I used to get lost as a kid, and it was a funny thing. But when your child is missing and you're not sure where to look, the police resources are being used as well. And I feel that people like you partnering with communities would be able to alleviate the problem, not only saving people's lives, but also making sure that our police is aware, and they are also part and parcel of things that they don't know.
Yeah, so mainly I work with a non-profit organization called Brave to Love. They are www.bravetolove.org. And these people, they literally are the people that's in the front lines, going, meeting the girls, finding out sometimes who is, you know, who wants to get out of trafficking, and, you know, really going in and helping. They work with police and so forth. And so it's real. Mm-hmm. And I make sure for myself, since the trafficking has come along our path for quite a while. And in our coffee shop a while back, I met the lady from Brave to Love, and my wife and I just felt an unction in our hearts to support this and create an awareness even out of the coffee shop, you know, to get to raise funds or to get blankets, you know, for the girls that's been saved. Because the girls that are saved are placed into safe houses where they rehabilitate it, you know, and they need school funding, they need doctor's help. Mm. There's so many that these girls need. I mean, they're literally taken off the streets and being rehabilitated. So when we were small, you and I don't know if your mom did this with you, my mom or my school did this. They said, what clothing did your mom have on today? And I would think long and hard, because I just walked out the house. I can't remember what my mom had on. I can't remember what my dad had on. And the school trained us to be aware and remember what who had on. And even nowadays, when I walk in the shop, I would think, I'm looking for my wife in the aisle. What did she have on? And those things help us to really be able to be alert when something happens, what to be on the lookout for. And also in your community, know the people, know your neighbors, especially your neighbors. Know what they're up to, know who they are, get to know them well, you know, behind those big walls, get to know your neighbors. and also make friends with the police. You know, there's really good policemen, you know, that wants to be friends, and that's fighting crime. And so I've got a good police friend as well that we work along, you know, just help each other, you know, in so many different ways.
And if our citizens out there, and you're doing something fantastic with this, because only in April this year you were on the start line for the 2022 Ironman African Championship, having never cycled further than 100 kilometers or run further than 30 kilometers at a time. That is crazy. We need more people like you, man. How can our listeners, Gideon, find out more about Brave to Love and contribute financially? Because you mentioned that these are resource issues for people who are traumatized and they need to be looked after.
Yeah, listen, I'm just I'm the type of guy, I'm an average Joe. I'm just a normal guy that used to just do sport all my life. And once I set my mind to do something, I've got the slogan, by his grace, for his glory. And that's what I do it for, you know. And so I use my sport to create this awareness. And with Brave to Love, so like you said, I did the Ironman in April, and now we're doing the Maxi Race the 1st of October. So on the Maxi Race itself, people can help. Maxi Race have partnered with us with this. If you do the ultra, the 45, the 75, or the 120, if you use my coupon, which is Brave to Love Maxi 2022, then 50% of your entry gets donated to Brave to Love. So that's one place where if you're an athlete in Cape Town and you're going to run this race, use that coupon. And then Brave to Love, am I allowed to give their bank details over the radio?
Please do.
Yeah, so Brave to Love is FNB, and it's their bank account number is 627-841-56690. I've had this in my heart the whole time, that if I can raise an awareness and raise funds for them, you know, I would love to go over 100,000.
Yeah.
But I do know we're in tight spots in South Africa. But I do know these people. If you can't help physically and give of your time, maybe you've got a lot of money.
Thank you so much. That's Gideon Swart. Thank you so much for the amazing work you're doing. Brave enough to run for love right now.